it comes a time where you're like, okay, this is getting crazy. You're out every night, every week doing something.
Right.
And it's good. But then again, you get kind of tired.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta live.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep it going there. But then and it's crazy because 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I get a call from my mom. And she says, you're doing great in Hollywood. Everybody loves you. You doing it. She says, but wait a minute. You do all these parties that everybody loves to come to.
Mm-hmm.
People leave your party. They're either drunk. They either get into accidents. They either go home and beat their wives. They either overdose on some drugs or something like that.
Mm.
What's your purpose?
Whoa. That's like a life-changing question right there.
And I was like, she said, what's your purpose?
Hmm.
And I was like, I was stuck.
Hmm.
How are you helping someone else?
Shout out mom for asking that question. That was a real one.
And when she said that, I was like, I kind of like stumbled, you know. And like I said, my mom and dad, you know, my dad's a minister. My mom is the first lady. And it's like, you know, you listen to your parents, you're like, hmm. And I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yo, what did you come out to L.A. to do?
Mm.
Throw parties? Is that how you're going to leave your name? That's how you want your name to be?
Right.
And then, John, I said, you're right, mom. You're right. I got to use it differently. I got to stop doing more of the parties and get back to what I came out here to purpose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to do films, to act, to create, to produce, and everything. And that's when I started Indie Night Film Festival.
Okay.
Now, there was a thing before Indie Night came out. This is back in the 90s. It was called Doughboy Dozen.
Okay.
Eugene, he was to do it. Bless his soul, he passed away. It was something he would do once a month where everybody would come and they put a big screen up, reel to reel. You have everybody like Eric LaSalle. You have everybody in Hollywood back then would show up and they sit on beanbags in this room and they watch a film and everybody's like, great film. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was reel to reel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so everybody was walking in with their cart, you know, the back old school, and then they take it out and put it on and
yeah,
you
like
know,
film rolls.
Yeah, and let it go. So that was the old school way. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, I was like, he. When Eugene passed away,
mm-hmm.
it was a void. Nobody did anything.
Mm.
And I always, that's when it clicked to me. And God said, I got something for you. You need to do it now. After I heard my mom say what she said to me.
Mm.
And it's crazy because I was talking to somebody, you know, and they said, a week of film festival, that'll never work. I said, why you say that?
Mm.
He said, nobody does weekly film festivals. Well, film festivals are once a year. You know, that's not going to work. And I said, no, you like my idea.
Mm.
And I'm going to do it anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Never let nobody tell you something's not going to work because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to distract you from becoming great or doing something that nobody could think of. Nobody's ever thought. Everybody I talk to, they say, oh my God, that's just different.
Or they think it's impossible for them.
Right.
And they just try to put that ill negativity on you.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And so what I ended up doing is taking Indie Night, and I did it anyway. I started it at Zen Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Zen Lounge was owned by Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Dwayne saying, you know, Dave, I'm opening up a new spot. I need you. I know you're the only one that can pack it out with everybody. I said, all right, you know, and I did do it. And it was, you know, is making more money than everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed helping a friend build his black business.
Right.
You know? And so then I was thinking, I was like, but I need something on another night too. I said, I got something in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, what? He said, I said, a film festival. I could do it weekly here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a weekly? You gonna do that? And I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it. All right. But when I remember, like I said, when I told that other person, they said it would never work. So they gave me an opportunity to do it there.
Mm.
It blew up. It took off. You know, you had everybody coming down there. You had, you know, Denzel. Everybody was falling through, you know, on the nights that I was doing. So it was like I had everybody in Hollywood there.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so then, at that time, Dwayne, we were doing it out on the outside patio. We put a screen up and just show it, but he lost his license.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, said it's going to take some time to get his license back. Mm. for the outside patio. And then I got that call. And they say, yo, how would you like to do your film festival at the Chinese Theater, TC? I said, what?
Oh, my God.
I said, wait, I know the owner. Yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And now I've been there for, see, I did 2 seasons at Zen, and then I've been at TCL Chinese Theater for 6 years now. So it's been 8 years I've been doing it. Like, you know?
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I like that you put a platform for your up-and-coming filmmakers to showcase their talent and be in a room with those that they want to be in a room with, like Robin Reed and, you know, just you, yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that was very dope.
Well, see, Indie Night is, people understand, like, they say Indie Night Film Festival is the first weekly film festival in the world. Mm-hmm. There's no other weekly film festival in the world. And I show short films, web series, trailers, documentaries, and full features. Mm-hmm. And my motto is, why should you have to wait once a year to be seen and miss all this work in between? And then we know in Hollywood, it always works like this. Go, what's the last thing you done? You said, well, I did a movie 2 weeks ago, but it won't come out till next year. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to wait that long to be seen.
Right.
You shoot something, you want to be seen, you want to call down the people from the studios and everything, come down, see it, and see your work, whether you be an actor, whether you be a writer, or whether you be a director. You want to show your art so you can maneuver and get more work.
Exactly.
And I said,
sooner.
Yeah. And I said, this is going to work. I'm going to make this happen. So what I would do is I would call everybody down. And when I called Robbie Reed came down. And for those of you who don't know, Robbie Reed is the biggest casting director in Hollywood. Discovered Denzel, Halle Berry, Jamie Foxx, Beyonce. You know, she's done so much stuff. You look up on IMDb or just pull her name up on Google. Mm-hmm. Robbie Reed, R-O-B-I-R-E-E-D. She's the biggest casting director. So she came down and she came and saw Indie Night and she said, this is incredible.
Wow.
I love what you're doing and I'm going to commit to come down once a month to find talent for her films that she's casting. Mm. And now she's she's an executive over at BET. She's the head of casting for all shows on BET. Mm. So she's helped a lot of people get jobs and stuff. And she's my dear sister because, you know, we've been friends so long. And I look at her and I say, yo, she's a blessing because she truly is a person that wants to help people. Mm-hmm. And that's who I am. When you put two people like that together, you know.
Magic.
And she comes once a month. So there's a lot of people that I bring down, like Morris Chestnut comes down, you know, he talks to everybody. And so I don't want this just to be about the films, but I also want this to be about learning the blueprint of what other people went through to make it in Hollywood.
Right.
How would you feel if you had the Jamie Foxx sitting there telling you about his comings into Hollywood. Mm-hmm. The Morris Chestnuts, the Lorenz Tate, you had all these guys come down. You have Ruth Carter, who just won the Oscar for Black Panther, and she came to Indie Night that next weekend to talk about, and brought the Oscar, talking about how she had to go through all these things to win this Oscar.
That's powerful right there.
Powerful, man. Bro. Mm-hmm. You know, having Lee Daniels come down there and say, I wish we had a platform like this when I was coming along in the game because it would have helped so many people get further along further. Mm-hmm. Just hearing all these things made me go, God, I made the right decision. Mom, you told me the right thing. You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes.
Did you ever tell her? Thank you for that.
Oh, man, I tell her all the time. That's all the time. Stuff. You know, my parents are my rock. Mm-hmm. My parents are my rocks, you know, and we have to have, you know, sometimes we get stubborn and not want to listen. Mm-hmm. But then when I listen, I'll take it in, even though I may not want to talk about it, but I'll sit in my side and I go, hey, think about it. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all don't want to, parents would be like, come on.
Make you feel like you're a kid. Yeah. Deep down, they're right. But they're the only one was best for us anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when I started thinking about it, I said, okay, this would be huge. So now we're like at 8 seasons. So I was looking at everything and I told Morris, I said, Morris, because Morris came down and talked, and he's like, yo, this is great, Dave. You're putting this great. This is helping a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to be a part of it any way I can. And he said, I said, well, fuck, I got something I want you to do. He said, what's that? I want to do Indie Night in Miami, Atlanta, D.C., Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Texas. I want to do it once a month, but I want to be the American Idol for films.
Okay.
Bring all the great films back to Hollywood, but I'm going to stay attached to them and give them opportunity. Like, nobody goes on American Idol and is not doesn't stay with American Idol if they give you the exposure. You can't, it's hard to get into Hollywood. So if I'm giving you the bridge to come into Hollywood and I'm going to open the doors and show you and put you and present you to get your project off the ground, then let's work together. That's what Hollywood should be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And